We are learning Masechtas Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting seven lines from the top. First word on the line is Itmar Dabaya, end of that line. We have in our Mishnah that the Nida, who's Nitmesi, she becomes Tamei in the middle of the Bia, and she tells him, and he's Parish Miyad. The Mishnah calls this Zum Mitzvah Asei Veloy Sase Shavanida. What is the mitzvah aseh and the lois aseh shavanida? That will be a discussion of the following gemara. Boimneid Rav Yenison ben Yosi ben Lekunya mirav Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekunya. Two brothers. Rav Yenison asked Rav Shimon a question. Yenison ben Yosi ben Lekunya mirav Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekunya. Azara la boyal nida menayim in atayra. What's the makar for the lav in the tayra to be boyal nida? So that's what he asked. That's what Rav Yenison asked Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, well, you don't know Chumash? Shaka kala pasuk bay. He picked up a piece of mud and threw it at him. Azar l'boyal nida? It's on pasuk. Well, isha benidas tumaso loy sikrav. Don't go near isha while she's a nida. So klar. So he says, no, I mean like this. Ela azar l'mishamish ematahayrav amr l'nit tmeisi l'nifresh miyad v'nalan. How do you know this din? That if you perish miyad, what's the makar for that? And really, our Mishnah says on that to be perished right away with Evek Chai is the Asen Lois. So where's the makar for that? On Machiski, on Makra, Usihi Nidasa Alav. And we darshan, that possibly actually talk about that if someone is boil a Nida, he becomes Tamek. But if we darshan, what's the word Alav? It's the actual word Alav. Usihi Nidasa Alav, Afilubashas Nidasa Te Alav. There's certain cases when you should be a Mechubar to the Nida. Usihi Nidasa Alav. The Nidis should be on you. When are you supposed to be Mechubar to the Nida? If you're the Tmesi, you're supposed to stay where you are and not be Pirish. That's the mitzvah say. That you have to stay where you are. It's not also to be Pirish. Where's the Azara? That's Azara. It's Asay. The Azara means, where's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the mitzvah Asay. Ashkan Asay, you find Asay, where's the Lois Asay? Menalon? Omra Papa Makra, Lois Sikrav. Again, it's hard to say a Lois Asay because it's saying here to stay together. So it says the Lois Asay is Lois Sikrav. And here it means, Lois Sikrav means don't be Pirish. Lois Sikrav Nami means Lois Sifreshu. Where do you find that Karav means to be Pirish? The Chsiv, which is one of Navi Shekhar, the Imrim, Karav Elecha means go, stay close to yourself. Not Novi Shaka, so people were complaining with Novi over there. Dotsani Adar, sorry. Dotsani Adar fighting with Novi. He said, Krav Elecha, stay with you. Al Tigash speak Nashticha. And talking about Dotsani Adar, they were saying to the Novi, stay where you are and don't touch me. Don't, because you are Kaddish. I'm Tami. I'm going to be Tami you. But it says, Zaloshan Krav means stay close to yourself. So Lysikrav means, then you stay mechubar. Don't lois sikra means that stay mechubar and don't be pirish. So we have a asay and lois sasa. Now why do we need a lois sasa? Said they have asay. Zok the bottom taisus, small taisus. Lois sasa and olid lois chayiv chata. Some can yes for lav midav pesach amila. You can't be chayiv chata on asay. So for those who listened to yesterday's shir, we spoke out, and this is a mishnah. The mishnah says you learn a mishnah says zum mitzvah asay and lois sasa shemida yechayiv a par helm dov shel tzibur. So this is a Mishnah that says that there's a chiyuv of par helm dov shel tzibur on a mitzvah aseh. Now Tosfos is saying over here that it's lav dafka, it's going on lois aseh, lois aseh. But the Tosfos on Yedzayin on a base does say this. You know, a story on Shabbos, someone came over to me and told me a certain guy knows kol ha'tara kula. So I asked the guy who knows kol ha'tara kula, there are 22 places in the Mishnayos, probably more, maybe more, but I know that say the yechayiv achat is a mitzvah aseh. So the answer is here. Mitzvah Shavuos, Mitzvah Tahara. It says Zum Mitzvah Asay the Ichayev Benita Pella. So Tosfos says no. Mitzvah Asay not getting Ichayev Chatas. No such thing, right? Pesach Amilu, which is Chayev Kar, is not Chayev Chatas. So Tosfos says that's what we're saying. Leisasam and Olam. But the problem is Tosfos and Yizayin on a base says no. It is possible to Chayev Chatas on a Mitzvah Asay. You know why? Because why is a Mitzvah Asay not Chayev Chatas? Because now Dumi David Azara. That's what Gemara says in Mesechus Makas. Because Avodah Zarah is something they're saying don't do. So Tosfos, this is the Asay that says don't do something. The Asay saying is don't be Pirish. So Zok Tosfos on Yedzayin Beis, this is a mitzvah saying can be Chayev Chatas. The problem is the steer to this Tosfos. So they freak the mitzvah Eson of Kiv Eger, they ask the cash to steer and Tosfos. But in any case, the point of our Gemara is we're saying Lamaisa, this is Asay and Alois Asay here when it comes to Nida, to be Pirish from Nida. And it's possible there's a chiyuv chatas on this asay. It's mechalikus toisim pashtus. The rishonim all of them are. And there's no such thing. You're right. There's no such thing as a chiyuv chatas on asay. It means over here, there's a say in a loisasa here, and about the chiv chadis is on the loisasa. Torah Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, "Vizartem es bnei Yisrael mitumasam." Vizartem es bnei Yisrael mitumasam. That you should be pirish from, you should pirish mitumasam by tuma, and we're referring to it isha nidi with dashanim. Amar Rav Yeshu v'kana zara bnei Yisrael that more than nida she yifreshu minishaseim somuch levestam. You should be careful if you're expecting her to become a nida. She has a vest kavua. And you're expecting her to become a nida, you have to be perish fast vest on. The kama, how much time is the divine vest on? Rabbah, or you know. Which means if she usually sees at a certain day, that entire day is also not the night. If she usually sees at night, the whole entire night is also. Now it sounds like from here that the Isser Vestus is the Araisa. We make a pasuk. Vizarat is made Shom Tumasam. And Be'etzim it's a Rashi on Omad Aleph. On Dafid Zayin Yuchesimad Aleph, on Yuchesimad Aleph, the Mashkim of Talmud Chacham and the Rashi. Rashi has a kasha, why don't you chayiv a carbon for the being boiled Somach Levesta alone? He says, Ain't Zukosho, Shein Chiv Chorus Vichiv Chatas of Somach Levesta. But it's Mashmash the Araisa. The Rashi had a have me that you chayiv a carbon for that. So Vaisa is a Rashi, it's the Araisa. But other Rishonim, learns the Rabbanah. For example, I'll read you the Lashon Aran at least, the Aran we have in the back here. The Aran says, V'haya zartem esmachta ba'amu, the kaimu of the Vester Rabbanon, kumuch perakol yad, va'oid, he says, shehim etiru l'yotzil derech lifkoid es ishto yisamach l'vester, which we don't pass like, but he says, that's mutter pide gemara, yotzil is derech, which is a chiv oino, that you allow them to be piked as ishto yisamach l'vester, via the raisa, heche sharina, elvadik rasinon, sholak upon him. The bottom line is, Machlokes Rishonim, if it's the Araisa or not. Amar Rav Yechidon, Meshum Rav Shem Yechoy, Kol She'ini Perish, Mr. Samach Levesta, someone who's not Perish from his wife, Samach Levesta, Filah Havilin Bonim, Kibbe Aaron, if he has children, as Choshev as Mnei Aaron, Mason, they'll die by Oynish. The Chsiv, Zartem Es Mnei Yishom, Tumasom. And then we'll say right afterwards, Vadova Benidasa. It says, Vadova Benidasa, Vesomach Le, Achre Mois. The smichas is not Zartem Es Mnei Yisrael. The smichas is that it says Vadova Benedasa. That's in Vayikra Tes Vav Lama Gimel. And Achri Mois is Perek Tazayin right afterwards. It's Achri Mois. You see that has Shaykhis, the Nida to Achri Mois, and it means if someone's not careful with Shas Vesta to be parish from his wife, he could be have the Einish of Bana Mason. Whoever is perish from his wife, Samach Levesta, Havli Bonim is Charim. He has boys. He has Bonim is Charim. The Chsiv, Lahavdul Ben Atomeya Ben Atahar. That's what it says in the Pasuk. The Mavdli is Avatar and Tahar. But Samach Levesta says, Near there, Ishchiki says Ria. The Yalda Zacha, the Yalda Zacha. But Beshua and Belevimer, Havli Bonim Royal Lahara. The Chsiv, Lahavdil Velahiros. That's a different part. That's possible. Shuiyayim also is also lahavdol lahayreis that you bezayich to children who are mayre ara if you perish somach levesta. Now it was Bali Machrusa, but I think it's a good question. What do you mean? It's a din in the Torah, either in the Rabbanan in the Raisa. So saying if you keep a din in the Torah, you zayich the bonam scharim. Usually doesn't say that. Usually says if you do something in a hider mitzvah. Here it's mamish the mitzvah. It's an interesting thing. You do a mitzvah, you get to yichar to be a hider mitzvah. Like next tomorrow we'll see. Arum chiyah ba'avna amirchan and call him avdal yai matzah Shabbos. Whoever makes avdalah on wine matzah Shabbos, how the bonam scharim. Here it's like a hider mitzvah. You make avdalah, you know, with tefillah or maybe on other drinks of chamar medina. So obviously not yotze with tefillah enough, but you hear this like a hidden mitzvah. Kol mavda yayim motzei shabbos is havlin bonim zchorim. The chsiv lahavdil ben akoyish ben achoyel, which is also an avdala. The chsiv hasam lahavdil ben atomi ben atar, and it says by in the psukim lahavdil ben atomi ben atar. Some of the ishuk is zriya. And Rabbi Shimon Levi ben bonim ruim lahayrus. The chsiv it says in the pasuk lahavdil again lashon lahavdil lahayrus. Now what does it mean yizecha bonim zchorim? So pasuk means to have boys. But there's one shaila is, what exactly bottom is charam? Another shaila is, what's the midah k'nega midah? So I saw from the Chassam Sofer, he says shaila like this, that bottom is charam don't mean dafka boys. It means, charam means people will give over, mashpia. Charam means mashpia. I have children with mashpia. And since I have children with mashpia, so even though someone's parish shamach levesta, sometimes it will cause them to have less children, because they're parish shamach levesta. Sometimes around the vesta will be a time when she's more fertile, you have to be parish. So if you'll get children with mashpia, and if they're mashpia, it's kilu, you're having even more children, you have more effect and more hashba on the world. So that's what means, Baram Shachar means children will have hashba. So like the Chassam Sofer. So the Gemara Vayit. Omer Rav Yamin Bar Yefes, Omer Rav Elazar, Kol Mekadesh Shas Meshas Tashvash, which means he's Tashvash Derech Tznius. So that anyone's mekadosh himself b'shas tashmish havli bottom schorim. You have boys have on bottom schorim, like we said, maybe mashpiim. Shenemar v'iskadosh them v'isim kadosh them v'samach le ishuk says riyah. The pasuk says that you mekadosh yourself, and then the pasuk near that says ishuk says riyah v'iskadosh them v'isim kadosh them, and says ishuk says riyah. Ad kan the sugya of nida and of being pirish miyad. Zot the Gemara vaited. End of the Mishnah. Back to Yediyah Satuma. We know that in order to have a carbon oil v'yorid, someone had knew about his tuma, then he forgot about the tuma, and then he went into Beis Hamikdash, and then he remembered about the tuma. He brings a carbon oil v'yorid. So in our Mishnah, there's a machloikis if Helam Mikdash is also chayav a carbon or Helam Kodesh, and the Mishnah reads like this. Rabbi Yezo Imer Hasheretz, the pasuk is Hasheretz and Elam Menu Al Helam Sheretz Chayiv Vein Chayiv Al Helam Mikdash. Only Chayiv if you get a Tuma Sheretz. Not if you Chayiv if you get Tumas Mikdash. Rabbi Kiva Imer Vein Elam Menu Vutame. Living a little drasha. Vein Elam Menu Vutame Al Helam Tuma Chayiv Vein Chayiv Al Helam Mikdash. So what's the difference between Kiva and Rabbi Yezo? It's the same thing. Different drasha. It's the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel Imer Vein Elam Menu. There's two pesukim Vein Elam. Shtei Pamim Chayiv Al Helam Tuma. That says in our Mishnah. And the really Mishael is, what is the difference between Elazar and Rekiva? Here it's different. Drashas, one's the words Hasheretz Vanela Menu or Vanela Menu Vutame. So Rabbi Kiva says, and Elazar said, both, it has to be Tuma, Helam Tuma, not Helam Mikdash. But what's the difference between both of them? So to Haile Gemar. Maya Benai, what's the difference between Elazar and Rekiva? Omachiskiyah, Sheretz Vanaveli Kabanai, which means if you don't know if you're Tame from a Sheretz or an Avela, you don't have a Yediya. Of which one it is, you know you're talking about one of them, you're not sure which one it is, that would be enough, you know, that's enough. Rav Leah Sov, Abi Inon, Ad Yoda, Ibn Sheretz, Itmi, Ibn Avail, Itmi. You have to know what you came to me from, a Sheretz or an Avail. Rav Kiva Sov, Aloy, Abi Inon, Ad Yoda. The Kiva, the Yoda, the Itma, Bailam, once you know at one point you had the idea that you were Tomei, Loy Tzorech, Ibn Sheretz, Ibn Avail. You don't have to know if it's a Sheretz or an Avail. Makes no difference. You know for sure you touched either a Sheretz and a Vela, you're not sure which one, it's enough of a idea. We know you need a idea, how long a idea, it's enough of a idea. That's enough gemina. How do we know? The Ula Rami, the Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer. Ula had a stira between two Rabbi Eliezers. Mashani, and he answers it. Me, Om Rabbi Eliezer, be inad yoda, if a Sheretz itu yimnei litmi. He learns, see, he learned Rabbi Eliezer like that. Rabbi Eliezer says, Besheretz v'nelam, and he learns it has to be, you have to know how you became Tomei. Rabbi Kiva holds, you have to also know Yediyas HaTumah, and then Anelam HaTumah, but you just know Tomei is enough. So Rabbi Eliezer said, you have to know Ibn Sheretz Ibn Avela. V'raminu, the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Manavshah, Chelev HaChol, you got to talk about a little different case there. They're talking about a carbon that once you know you made the mistake, you have to bring a carbon. So let's say, you know you ate either chaylev or noisa, so you have to bring a carbon, but you're not sure which one. Or you know that you were mechal Shabbos or mechal Yom Kippur, you weren't sure which one. Or you know that you were baal ishtay nida or baal achayis ishtay, and or your own achayis, I guess, and you don't know which one. If it's nida or achayis. So the shayla is when you have that suffix, do you bring a carbon or not? Either way, it's a carbon. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah Krisa says, Manavshah, Chelev Achal, Chayev, Nois Achal, Chayev. So I bring a carbon, what's the big deal? Shabbos Chilal, Chayev, Yom Kippur Chilal, Chayev. Or Ishtin Ida Babal, if you Babal Ishtin Ida Chayev, Chayev, Chayev. So Rabbi Eliezer says, either way, you Chayev a carbon, because I know I'm Chayev a carbon. Amar Lai Rabbi Shua, Reo Eimer, Oy Hoy Delo Chatosai, Ashachot Abba. You have to know. It says Ashachot Abba. Oy Lai Rabbi Shua, Ashachot Abba. Atu Yavod, you have to know what you were Chayta. Lashav Ba, is Master Daf, you know what you Chayta. So what's a stira? Adkan Mishnah Krisis. Rabbi Eliezer says, clearly, you don't have to know. In our Mishnah here, says you have to know what the idea is. And there it says, you don't have to know. And so, and Ula answers, Mishani, Hosom, it says, Ashachata Vahavi Omar Achmana, we darshin, Chet Koshu, any Chet. Hacha Mechdi, Ksiv Vachol Dovatame. It says, you touch any Dovatame, Vanilla Menu, and you bring a carbon. Why say, Avanivla Sheretz Tame? Lomely, why do you need those extra words? Shmamina, Be'inon ad yode v'sharet it v'velet me. Darshan was the extra words. You have to know exactly how you became Tomei. What does Rabbi Kiva do with those words? Extra words. Rabbi Kiva says, you're right, they're extra. Rabbi Kiva, Aidi, on top of your Tazimah, the Boil Michta Behema V'chaya, look at the Rabbi. We learned in the Gemara before that it says Behema and Chaya. And really, Behema is B'chal Chaya. It says he touched the behemoth tamei. It says, "Oy nefesh tiga b'chol davar tamei, or minivus chayat tamei, or minivus behemoth tamei." And the kasha was, it raises chayat tamei. Why is it minivus behemoth tamei? So the Gemara said before that teaches us that tumas tumas kodesh. They ate something that's kodesh. How do you know? It says tamei here, and there it says behemoth tamei. There it says tamei. The word tamei there, and we make a drasha tamei tamei. So you need it. You need a behemoth for that. So since you had to say it for Rebbe's drasha, k'siv nami sharetz, k'tonei b'ri v'shmol, a klal, called parasha shenem rav anishnes, any parasha that was set over certain words, like nishnes al v'shol davash shcharis ba. See, because it had to say, nivlas v'hemet tameya, teaches that drasha, so it's nivlas sharetz tamei also, it's not shvet. That's what Rav Akiva says. So akaponim, we have a chazal of Akiva and Rav Eliezer. Basically, Eliezer's drasha is from the extra words sheretz. He says you have to know, you have to have idea. Rav Akiva says you don't have to have idea. Now, the only question is, what do you do with the ba in Maseches Krisis? There it says, you have to know if you ate chelev or if you ate noisar. And Rav Eliezer says, no, they're both chayv. So what do you do with ba? Rav Eliezer, hi ba, my avale, prat l'misasek. That's coming to exclude misasik, which means, Rashi learns misasik means that if someone, something came to his hand and he didn't know, he was planning eating one thing and he ate the other thing. So that's not called a shayg, that's called misasik. If you look at Rashi, two lines from the top explains like this. Problem is, asik dava heta, boy, iser. But it's kavan legufa, so what's kavan to this guf? Good going. He was trying to cut a loose cucumber, and it was something else landed up here, not the thing he was trying to cut. It's someone else. That's called misasik. What's the case of shaygig? You wanted to this thing, but it lands up being a mechubber. You thought it was talosh, but it's a mechubber. Or you want to be boiled this thing, and it lands up being a chayse, not your wife. So you miskaven for this goof, you just don't know what it was. That's not misasik, that's shaygig. Misasik means, I was miskaven for a certain thing and something else came in its place. So it's prat l'misasik. Tosfos argues in that hagdara of misasik, but we're learning Rashi's pshat. In any case, ba's kom lefuka l'sat misasik. Now that's how we learn v'chleikis Rav Eliezer, v'kivas, there's a v'chleikis, and afkamil halacha. If you have to know if it's a sheretz and a veil. Rabbi Yechon says, no, mashmoyis darash v'yikam na'u. Both Rabbi Eliezer and Rekiva hold the exact same thing. That only halomas tuma is enough of halama, not halomas mikdash is not chayiv of a carbon. But halomas tuma, they both hold the same thing. One darshan is from sheretz v'nelam, and one learns from v'nelam and tamei. Just machlekes had a darshan. V'chein Rav Sheshes v'shmoyis darshan v'kavanayu. How do we know? The Rav Sheshes machlef, the Rav Eliezer, Rekiva Eliezer. A lot of times, when Rav Sheshes said over this mishnah, he switched around the man the yomer. He wasn't makbid. Why? Because don't have mina l'alacha. There's only a shayla of darshan. Therefore, look at Rashi. So you're showing them a shasein upon the machlev the verizel the veriza lo yamakbid v'shem b'yed b'nei amchiyev p'tur. There's no difference between them and amchiyev p'tur, and therefore he allowed them switch them around. So like upon him, that's what we're holding right now. We have Rav Eliezer and Rav Akiva both hold. You have to have dafka lomas tum and lomas mikdash. But there's a machlekes. If there's a machlekes, Rav Eliezer and Rav Akiva, one of them holds there is machlekes. One of them also holds there's no machlekes from Eliezer and Rav Akiva.